Hello and welcome to the 2015 Abundance Teleseminar. My name is Tracy Hamelman. This series of calls are designed to help you gain abundance in all areas of your lives, whether that is with wealth, health, career, finding your life or soul's purpose, finding your soulmate or improving your existing relationship, healing yourself emotionally, or increasing your spiritual connection. Before we have our special guests, Prajit Harris and Julianne Conrad, on, I have some housekeeping items. This week's prize goes to the person with the email beginning with Katharina Healing. That's Katharina Healing. Katharina, you have won the Love of Self and From Others bracelet, infused with liquid crystal, essential oil, plant botanicals from vibesup.com. Congratulations, and please check your email to see how you may redeem your prize. If you're calling in by phone, to raise your hand and ask a question, press star 2. To mute yourself, press star 6. To unmute yourself, press star 7. If you're tuning in by webcast, you will need to use Firefox or Google Chrome in order for the software to work properly. Disclaimer here, we do not offer medical advice, course of treatment, diagnosis, or any other opinion on your conditions or treatment options, services or products that you obtain through 21st Century Holistic Health are for information purposes only and not offered as medical or psychological advice, guidance, or treatment. The views, beliefs, and opinions of the speaker are not necessarily those of the host. Now, let me introduce you to Prajit Harris and Julianne Conrad. They're going to be talking about the Stargate Experience, Awakening Your DNA to Reveal Your Super Consciousness. Let me tell you about Prajit. After many years with the Master Osho, spontaneous channeling happened for Prajit. His guide, Alcazar, then worked with him to create the Stargate, a conscious, sacred geometrical structure, an interdimensional doorway facilitating healing on all levels, the strengthening of one's intuition, and the awareness of one's quantum nature. Many European countries, plus Russia, Israel, Canada, and the United States have all benefited from the amazing transformations that Prajit and the Stargate have brought over the last 25 years. And I'll tell you about Julianne Conrad. Julianne joined the Stargate Project in 2012 and also guides workshops around the world. She originally intended to become a medical doctor, but quickly became a partner in the Stargate work after discovering a profound connection with the Stargate's guide, Alcazar. She is now a channel for Alcazar, who has assisted her in accessing and teaching a source energy of self-healing and self-love known as the essence of life. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the introduction.
I'm very excited to have you here today. Can you, each of you, share with us your story, please?
Absolutely, we'd love to. I'm Prajit, and the whole channeling thing started for me about 25 years ago when I was living on Maui in Hawaii. And I was actually a business person at the time, and I and a group of people were about to buy a big hotel and turn it into a New Age center. Well, one day I was totally exhausted, and I laid down, and my friend said, okay, we're going to give you a massage. So I was actually lying on the living room floor, and they all started massaging me, and I went into this beautiful place. And after a while, somebody started to talk, and it was really annoying, but I was just enjoying that peaceful, restful space. But the talking got louder and stronger, and in the end, I opened my eyes. And my friends had stopped massaging me, and they were looking at me, and I realized it was me that was doing the talking. And they were saying, oh, you're channeling. Well, that was a big surprise for me. It wasn't something I expected or even wanted to have happen. But very skeptical in nature, I doubted it, and they said, well, do it again. And it happened again. And after being encouraged two or three times and it happening each time, I was alone in my room, and I said, okay, if you're really real, who are you? And I heard loud and clear, Alcazar. And that was such a strange name. It was something that I didn't think my mind would make up. So I just allowed the process to continue. And the energy got stronger, and Alcazar started guiding meditations for people and answering questions and giving them all kinds of information that I knew nothing about. And as I said, I was totally skeptical in the beginning, and a lot of the things that he said I would kind of question. And each time that happened, he would give me amazing demonstrations. And one of them, which I usually share, is that he wanted to start talking about the Galactic Command and Pleiadians and Arcturians and so on, and I didn't know if it was real. And so every time he started to talk about it, I'd actually cut him off. I didn't want to talk about those things if they weren't real. But the more I cut him off, the more he wanted to talk about it. And so in the end, I said, okay, if it's really real, prove it to me. And I thought, okay, well, one day maybe I'll go outside and see a light in the sky or something like that. But what actually happened was far more amazing. He told me to go down to my local coffee bar, Casanova. And so I went down there. He said, there's going to be a couple of people that want to meet you. And sure enough, a couple turned up, started to talk, asked me what I did, and asked for a session. And the lady said, well, are you open to do an exchange? And I said, yeah, I'd love to. And I said, what is it that you'd like to offer? And she said, well, I take people up to the spaceships. And that totally shocked me. And it's like, wow, here comes the demonstration. And it's a long story. I won't go into it all right now. But what happened was that she took me out of body up to this craft. And I experienced an amazing meeting up there, because I actually met myself in that higher dimension. And
oh
then we
gosh.
Moved to, yeah, I mean, my skeptical mind didn't believe it at all. And what happened was, she said, okay, now we're going to move from this craft and we're going to go to the mothership. And we walked out of the room that we were in, and we were walking along a corridor. And after a few paces, we actually merged. And I knew everything about the ship and all kinds of incredible things. So I'm not going to go into that too much right now, otherwise I'll be talking for the whole hour. But after that, it's like, okay, Alcazar, you can talk about whatever you like. And from then until now, he's been training me, teaching me all kinds of techniques of ways of working with people and supporting our awakening. And the most amazing thing was that after working with him for about an hour, he asked me to build something called a Stargate. It's an interdimensional doorway, and we'll be talking about it more throughout the program. But it's a physical structure, and we have different sizes. And the one that we commonly use is about six and a half foot high, and it actually is an anchor for a consciousness. And this consciousness, when we work with the Stargate, actually allows us to feel the benevolent beings that exist in all these other dimensions. When we invite them into the room, the whole group of people can actually feel the presence of the angels, for example, or some of the ascended masters. You can feel them coming into the room. And those people with inner vision can actually see them. So I've been traveling around the world now for many, many years, just sharing this experience, and all kinds of incredible things have been happening for people. But I'm going to ask Julianne just to say a few words about her experience.
Yeah, so for me, this whole process of beginning to work with the Stargate and kind of falling in love with high vibrational energies started when I was about to finish college, and I saw a documentary about energy healing. And this documentary, The Living Matrix, it opens with the story of this five-year-old boy with cerebral palsy being, like, pretty much instantaneously helped and almost cured by Eric Pearl and Reconnective Healing. And as I was watching this, I studied molecular biology, but as I was watching this video, I was like, this is real. I just had this knowingness kind of come over me. I was like, this is real and I'm going to learn it. And I checked online, and that summer he was teaching about an hour away from where I was. So I went to that, and that kind of opened me up to this whole world of high vibrational energy fields and instant healing. And I discovered for myself that, yes, it is real. And within a month of that, I found the Stargate online because I was about to move back home and I wanted to start meeting some friends and stuff. I was actually just on meetup.com looking for social groups that I could join, and all of a sudden the Stargate was like right in front of me, and I was like, whoa. Because for me, I was like, as I was experiencing the high vibrational energy field for healing, I was like, I just want to like hang out in this space, like, because it feels so amazing being in these multidimensional energies. And we'll get to experience that actually on this call. And so I knew I had to go, and Pragit happened to be working about an hour away from where my dad lived in Davis, California. So that's sort of the story of how I found the Stargate. And as soon as I went to my first evening, it was like the most amazing experience, because I got to just lie down on the floor and the energy field was just surrounding me, and there were about 8 other people there. It was like a really small, intimate evening in someone's living room. And it's like, okay, the angels are going to come, and I could feel them all around me. And what really impressed me more than anything was the sense of my own potential, the sense of like what we would call the super consciousness, that part of ourselves that is super intelligent, super loving, just feeling that activate within me, and almost feeling like closer to my true self than I had since I was a child. And I was like, wow, this is amazing, and I want to pursue it. And so that's sort of how I got involved, and the rest was just this beautiful unfolding of, from the moment I saw Pradeep's face, I actually had this like flash of knowing that my whole life was about to change, that I would travel all over the world, and that it would be the greatest adventure I've ever been on. And I just kind of smiled, because that was before we even got into the energy work. And I was like, well, let's see what happens. And it turned out that I have this connection with our guide Alcazar, and he's told us that it's almost as if we came in to do this Stargate work together. So that's the story of how I became involved, and it's been amazing, really. It's been about 3 years that I've been involved with the Stargate.
We've been traveling the world together.
Yeah. Now, how long ago was that for you, Julianne, that you had that happen where you just learned about Stargate and all of that?
That was in the summer of 2012, and it was just after December 2012 that Alcazar first started to channel through me. So it was
okay.
Very aligned with the whole...
And how long was it for you, Pragit? When did that... When you were having that massage, how long ago did that happen for you?
Oh, that was 26 years ago.
Okay.
1989.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, the Stargate was actually channeled the same year that I was born.
Oh, well, that's not a coincidence, is it?
No.
So how was it to have the guide Alcazar in your lives?
Well, I mean, it's really beyond words in a sense. It's one of the most amazing experiences, because when he comes through, the information that he brings and the energies that he shares with people are literally mind-blowing for me. And I've been doing it for so long, and every time we work with him, I'm still constantly amazed. The energy that comes through the Stargate, it touches people in so many different ways, and it's really about helping them connect back to their creativity, and also to dissolve all those limitations that prevent that creativity that we all naturally have within us.
Uh-huh.
It's like What the Stargate really does is it enhances your sensitivity, and so it allows you to feel firsthand the reality of the metaphysical realms. It allows you to feel high vibrational energy in a tangible way, even if in your everyday life you've never really been consciously aware of it, because it's almost like it amplifies these energies from the other dimensional realities. And it's incredibly benevolent, but one of the most amazing aspects of working with Alcazar for me has been his ability to give clarity and get to the core of the issues that have been affecting me in my life. And I've gotten to work with Alcazar in personal sessions over the 3 years, and that's resulted in the creation of this Essence of Life energy work, which essentially is something that I came in with. He says it's my function to teach it, but essentially that's one of the things that Alcazar can help you find and discover for yourself, is like, okay, how do I unlock what's inside of me? And how do I get, you know, how do I dissolve everything that's not actually me, that's just been kind of hindering my life experience?
Yeah, this whole thing works on many different levels, because once people are really aware of the reality of the different guides that are available to them, and they start to open up, all kinds of changes happen in their lives. On all levels, even on a physical level, people have experienced physical healing in some very powerful ways over the years. Just recently, I don't remember which country it was in now, a woman who had very poor eyesight, her eyesight got better. But before that, in Germany, a blind woman got her eyesight back in about an hour. And we've had all kinds of experiences that people have told us about. And it really, with their openness, their willingness to change, it shifts. It just happens, whether it's on the physical level or mental or emotional issues, old karmic stuff dissolving, and helping people basically connect to who they truly are, the abilities that they have within, which allows their creativity, and it starts to shift the way that they see life and see themselves in their lives, and allowing them to create the abundance on all levels. Physical abundance is really important, having a healthy
yes.
body, but also, how do you work in this world where we all have so many judgments about, you know, society and how it's run, and how do you actually work in this world and be happy and abundant and celebrate life? And so all these things are things that Alcazar touches on. And when we do the workshops, he's helping people on a very personal level, answering their questions and showing them where the key issue is, that, and then simply helps them dissolve it. So it's really fascinating to watch.
And that's what we all want, is to know what our soul's purpose is, and we want to know how we can be happy and healthy.
Exactly, mm-hmm. yeah. And the great thing is that Alcazar focuses on what we are doing to ourselves that prevents that, because we're all creators. We all create our own reality, even if we're unaware of how we're doing that. And so much of the focus is to help people see their limitations and dissolve them. But also in the meditations, it's really about helping people reactivate dormant DNA so that their skills and abilities that they have within them start to function again. And so over the years, many people have found that their healing abilities that they learned in past lives are actually coming to the forefront again. Many people have actually quit their regular jobs and have become therapists or energy workers. And watching that happen is really exciting for me. Just seeing the world is changing so fast.
Yeah.
So can Alcazar kind of help us, guide us to what our unique gifts are, to so that we can help others in the world?
Yes, he helps people see themselves, discover for themselves what their gifts are. It's not about telling them, here, this is what you are. It's
mm-hmm.
self-discovery, and that's even more profound. If somebody tells you something, it's just knowledge. But when you discover it for yourself and it starts to happen, that's when life is really exciting.
Yeah, Elk is sort of tricky in that way. He'll keep you engaged to find out for yourself what you can't really discover by someone just telling you. You can think that your mind can be satisfied, but when the mind is satisfied, then you know there's a little bit less potential for actual discovery. But what he really does is show you, guide you from your own knowingness.
The Stargate work is about experiencing. There's lots of people bringing through information, and it's very nice, but it's just for the mind. But the Stargate work is about people actually experiencing the energies, experiencing their guides, experiencing the change happening within them. They can actually feel the dormant DNA reawakening.
You can feel yourself like tingling all over your body. It's amazing.
And the awesome.
The cool thing too is that it's a quantum energy field, which means that just by listening, you know, the whole audience, if you tune in and you follow along with the meditation that we'll be sharing in this call, then you'll be able to actually feel these energies kind of starting to surround you just with your intention.
That's a major part of the Stargate work, is to understand this quantum reality. It's an aspect that we all have. We all have a quantum self, a part of self that exists beyond the physical body and beyond time. And the Stargate works on that level. And so as we work with people around the world, we can be here in Mount Shasta and they're feeling the energy anywhere on the planet where they're tuning in. And your listeners are going to be able to experience that in a moment. Even the ones that are going to be listening to the recording, if they meditate with the experience, they will feel the guides responding to them in the moment. So we'll be giving people an experience of actually feeling some of your guides as we do this meditation. And so when it's time to do that, we will ask people to actually meditate along with us rather than just listen.
Okay.
So...
So were there any other changes that occurred for you when you started working with the Stargate that you wanted to share?
Ooh, yes. Well, I mean, the most amazing thing for me was connecting with so many different people. And as I travel around the world, realizing that people are the same everywhere. We all have the same basic feelings. We all want to live in joy and peace and honoring of each other, and that there's a very small percentage of people in control positions that are actually preventing that. And what I realize is the world is actually changing really fast, even though it's not obvious on the outside yet. There are literally thousands, tens of thousands of people who are meditating and opening up and discovering themselves all around the world. You know, we just came back from being in Moscow, where we worked with hundreds of people over a couple of weeks. And it's really touching to see how much they want to change their reality, how much they want to change their country and open up to the rest of the world. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's so cool because we never know when these instant healings are going to happen, you know, on a physical level. But when we were in Moscow and I was doing my essence workshop, one of the ladies healed herself using this essence energy between the first and the second day. She said, it's the first day I haven't had to use painkillers in like over 6 years. And I was just like, yes. You
what
know?
Did she heal herself from?
She had a problem with her pancreas.
Yeah.
So it's so gratifying. And then another thing that, I mean, it may seem a little counterintuitive, but there's almost like a maturity where it's almost like an extra lens of wisdom that I am less affected by, you know, the turbulence of the people around me. Like I was just with my family and it's like, I can offer them really great advice if they ask me or if I feel it's appropriate. But at the same time, I don't feel as dragged down by everyday situations. And it's almost like I have gained some kind of inner strength or inner wisdom where like I know what's important to me and I know that, you know, getting dragged down by something isn't going to help it. So it's sort of subtle, but Yeah.
And learning to accept where your family members are
exactly as they are
has been certainly a lesson for me that I've had to learn, even though I'm, you know, big time into this energy work. You know, my family isn't quite there yet, and so it's been really freeing to just accept them as they are and where they are, and then that doesn't drag me down, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's so huge, and it somehow allows them to, like, it's almost like it allows you to have a more loving relationship with them also, which is really beautiful.
Yeah. And that applies not just to the family, it applies to the work situations and, you know, even people that you meet in the supermarket buying food, you know, it changes your whole reality. And that's one of the things that many people give us feedback about, their lives just becoming more fun and lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I know that there's a story that about the south of France that I heard about. Can you tell us more about that regarding the Stargate?
are you talking about the one where they had to be in a certain place at a certain time?
I'm not sure. It was one of the questions that was here that you wanted me to ask you. So sorry to keep you, off guard here.
Well, it was just a demonstration about trusting the guides, really. It happened many, many years ago. I'd been working with the Stargate maybe 2 or 3 years, and Alcazar said to me one day, I want you to go to the south of France. You have to be there on a certain day. I said, okay, where? He didn't tell me. And I was actually on my way over to Europe anyway, and so I bought a map of the south of France and just looked at it, and I just got a feeling of the vague area. So we were driving down there. We had to be there in 3 days' time. We were driving on the autoroute, like the highway, and all of a sudden, all this steam started coming out of my car, and we pulled over at a mechanic on the side of the freeway, and the water pump was broken. The mechanic said, hey, I can fix it. It's going to take 3 days to get the part from England. And, of course, we had to be there in 3 days. And so my partner said, well, either the mechanic is wrong or the guides are wrong, and I trust the guides. And I said, well, that's crazy. You know, I've worked on cars. I can see that it's broken. And basically what we did, we sat there and we said, the car is fine. The car is fine. There's nothing wrong. The car is fine. And we just kept repeating it. And suddenly there was this big shift in the energy. And we looked at each other and said, okay, let's go. And we filled up the radiator. The mechanic looked at us like we were totally crazy. And we started driving off. And sure enough, it just functioned. And, I mean, people listening to the story might say, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with it. It was totally broken. And as we drove along the freeway, going slowly and then faster and faster, and then I'm cruising at 70 miles an hour, and I say, wow, I can hardly believe that. And as soon as I said that, the temperature gauge shot up, and it was up in the red, and it's like, okay, everything's fine, everything's fine. And in fact, we got there, we arrived on time, and it was the most amazing experience. There's a lot more to that story, but again, I take probably half an hour to talk about it.
Yeah, but essentially, because I've heard this story before, even though I was probably like 3 years old when it happened. essentially, when they got there, there was a British couple who owned this little bed and breakfast, and they said, you know, what do you do? And he starts describing the Stargate, and they got really excited, and they showed him this pyramid they had in their backyard, and they said, they used to have a meditation center in London, and one day, out of the blue, their master comes and shows up, and he doesn't visit centers very often, but he tells them they need to move to the south of France, construct this pyramid in their backyard, and after 1 year, somebody would come with a replacement, like an upgrade. And they said, today is the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that was a really big... That was a big lesson in trust, because we had no address. And as I said, it's a long story, but we found the place. We found the place about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the day that we were meant to be there. It was really spectacular.
Well, the power of your belief systems is truly a, you know, that's a classic lesson. There is when you say, "Oh my God, the thing is, the radiator's broke." All of a sudden, the temperature gauge goes up. But then we say, "Oh, it's fine. It'll do fine." Then it became operable again. Isn't that amazing?
Well, the thing is that we all have these abilities, and many of the masters demonstrate it. You know, there's masters that produce gold watches and vibhuti and various other things out of thin air. And it has to do with living in the quantum reality. And Alcazar is starting to train people how to connect to this quantum aspect of themselves. The enlightened people live in that quantum reality, and it totally changes the whole concept of how this physical 3D world works. And as you start to connect into that, you become really efficient at creating in it. And it's really very exciting.
Yes. One of my friends, who's a spiritual healer, we had gone to a workshop together, and, you know, we had both been up late until about 2 a.m., and we had to get up like at 5. And I said, "I don't know how I'm going to function the next day." And she goes, "Well, just ask your spirit guides to give you 10 hours of sleep in 5 hours." And it
exactly.
worked.
Yeah.
That's a way to go into that quantum realm, and you know, it was just amazing.
The thing about this reality is that the quantum reality is you've got to know that it's real. If you doubt it, it doesn't work. And that's the beauty of working with the Stargate, is because people can feel the guides. People get physical demonstrations. And once you start to know it's there, then you can start functioning from that place. It's very exciting. I keep on saying that, but I'm always very excited talking about this stuff, because I know people are listening, and I know that some of them are going to be really touched by the experience.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Another, I heard from another spiritual healer that he had to make a long trip in his car, and it was, you know, he had a lot of stuff loaded in the car, and it was so low he was, you know, worried about whether the muffler was going to hit the ground and come falling off or whatever. And so he just asked his angel guides to put some angel grease on the muffler, and that it worked perfectly. There was no the muffler went through the trip perfectly without any problems. So, you know, your imagination, what you can accomplish is just limitless.
It is. And I mean, some listeners will be very skeptical about what they're hearing. And so sometimes the way that people describe these things can trigger kind of doubt or questioning in the mind. But again, it's when you start to experience it, everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I keep on saying about the Stargate. It gives people experience. And when you experience it, it becomes your knowing. And when you know, that's when things can really change, because you know it works.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
then you know how to apply it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so Alcazar Alcazar has a really beautiful thing he says about imagination, that it's actually our ability to image. It's our ability to see, it's our ability to create in this reality, and also to get our messages from our intuition. So, yeah, it's been almost discounted, but it's like a big part of what we're doing, I think, in the metaphysical and in the Stargate realms is taking back our inner faculties, which have been just, you know, kind of brushed aside.
And I also have heard that when people have a desire for something, that isn't just from chance. You know, they have these huge doubts about whether they're going to be able to live the life of their dreams, but just the sole fact that they have a certain desire for something, that's, I think, a message from our spirit guides or from the quantum realm that it is possible, and it's just a signal or a sign that is what we're meant to do.
Absolutely.
Alcazar has this phrase. He says, your intention creates. Your intention creates. And then if you can just allow yourself just to let go of the doubt and move into knowing this, that's exactly what happens.
So what kind of formats do you offer your Stargate work in?
Well, we do personal sessions. We have groups and workshops around the world, anything from just a simple evening experience to four-day workshops. And we're actually training people around the world to work with the Stargate so they can guide their own groups. We can't cope with or keep up with all the invitations that we're getting from around the world. And we need people to help, basically.
Yes, we teach other people how to do the Stargate work, but really one of the most powerful ways that you can get into this work is to experience our live workshops, in particular the four-day intensives, because what starts to happen is that these inner blocks, these inner issues come up in the group, and then they start to trigger this like resonating field of people who are overcoming their limitations, and it's like totally mind-blowing the wisdom that comes through from Alcazar as he's working with these individuals, and as the energy meditations are simultaneously uplifting people and allowing them to like really access those inner depths. And that's actually what we'll be talking about with our special offer. Is you can, like we said, experience these energies just by listening to the recording.
So people who are having struggles or problems that they can't find answers to, the Stargate experience would be a great forum to experience to help bring those solutions into manifestation.
Yes,
absolutely.
To help understand what's preventing you, your own ideas and concepts that are actually preventing you. And on the special offer, there's the meditations that people can actually experience the energies, but also a whole series of question and answers and information from Alcazar so people can get a sense of what this Stargate work is all about. And it's not about just listening to it. If you meditate along with the meditations on the special offer, you will be literally participating in the whole workshop.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Go ahead. Well, people around the world obviously can't all come to be with us in Shasta, and we can't be with all of them. And so many people are listening to these recorded workshops and literally being there with us. It's quite an amazing experience. It's another part of the quantum reality.
And in a few moments,
when we do this meditation, if people meditate with us, they will feel the energies that Alcazar is sending out from California here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's go. Let's proceed with the meditation.
Okay. We will do that. Alcazar will come through and guide it. But just as a preparation, we ask people to just relax. You can close your eyes for this. And we are actually going to call each one of you an etheric stargate. So there's an energy stargate that's going to come to you. Throughout this process, understand that the guides respond to your intention. So Alcazar will be suggesting various things throughout the meditation that you ask for. And it's important that you ask inside, just you don't have to speak it out loud, but just ask for these things too, to stay along with the meditation. They're very simple things like connecting to the energy of the earth, nothing that's too challenging for the mind. The other thing is that we're going to ask you to visualize an etheric stargate. So most people don't know what a stargate looks like. And so you just visualize a pyramid that comes down around you. And that will work just as well because that will create the connection with the stargate. Okay, so Alcazar comes through Julianne and myself, and we're going to just move out of the way a little bit and let Alcazar come through. Beloved ones, we greet thee, it is Alcazar. And as has already been said, we are going to invite you to ask for a number of things during this meditation. The first is that we ask you to simply relax, close the eyes, go inside, just take a few moments out for your busy life to create change for yourself, the beginnings of something new. And so we ask you right now just to ask inside for the energy of the earth, the energy of Gaia, to come up into your body, into your energy field. Just allow the energy of the earth, just allowing for the possibility that the earth will respond to you. And some of you might even feel already the energy of the earth coming up into the body, into your energy field. And now we're going to ask each one of you to ask for an etheric stargate. That is, the consciousness of a stargate is actually going to come down around you. And so for those of you who know what a stargate looks like, visualize the stargate. If you're not sure, then just visualize a copper pyramid coming down around you so that you are seated or lying down inside the stargate, inside the pyramid.
And so we are going to ask each one of you just to ask inside for the activation of your etheric stargate, just asking inside for this energy stargate to activate, to start to create a gentle energy field around you.
We call for the activation of all the etheric stargates. Nothing to do, just the asking, just the relaxing. And it is the consciousness of the stargate that will be working with you. And we are going to ask this consciousness to vibrate faster and faster. And as it does so, it actually moves up through the dimensional ranges.
And so we are doing this now, simply asking your etheric stargate to vibrate faster and faster. And as it does so, it's moving up through the third dimensional frequencies, through the ranges of your third dimensional reality, and merging now into the fourth.
Continuing faster and faster up into the fifth, through the fifth, into the sixth, and already the vibration's getting faster, and we're in the seventh dimension right now. And here we're going to pause for a moment.
And so your etheric stargate is now vibrating at a seventh dimensional level. And so just asking inside right now for a strong seventh dimensional energy field around you.
We call for a strong seventh dimensional energy in all the etheric stargates. And nothing to do, just relaxing, not even trying to feel the energy, simply relaxing. And what will start to happen is that your energy field will very slowly, very gently start vibrating at a seventh dimensional level. It is not something you do, it happens quite naturally, just relaxing inside your etheric stargate. And we are going to continue the process of asking the etheric stargate to vibrate faster and moving it up now from the seventh dimension up into the eighth and beyond into the ninth.
And continuing to accelerate, continuing simply to vibrate faster and faster, moving into the tenth dimensional reality now and moving through your tenth dimensional frequencies into the 11th, vibrating faster.
And as we continue the vibrations, we move up into the 12th dimension, and here we will pause once more.
And so now your etheric stargates are vibrating at a 12th dimensional level. And so we are going to ask you now to ask inside for a strong 12th dimensional energy field in your etheric stargate.
We call for a strong 12th dimensional energy field in all the etheric stargates. And again, simply by asking and simply by relaxing into the energy field that is surrounding you, slowly, slowly, your vibration will continue to rise until you too are vibrating at the 12th dimensional level. The beauty of this 12th dimensional energy field is that it allows you to become more sensitive to the benevolent beings who exist in these higher dimensions. It is not something that you do, and we say this again and again, it is about simply relaxing into the energy field. And so there is so much that we could share about how these energies work with you, how these energies can create change on a very cellular level. But we are going to give you a few experiences now of some of these benevolent beings that we are talking about.
And so whenever we work with the Stargate, with a group of new people experiencing it for the first time, we like to begin by inviting the higher dimensional beings known as the angels, the angelic realm. And so we are just going to ask each one of you just to ask inside right now for the presence of the angel.
We call for the presence of the angelic realm. Asking, we call for the presence of the angelic realm. And just feel the energy around you as it gently changes, as the angels gently bring their presence closer to you. You can invite them closer. Can you feel the energy gently changing? Ask for more. Remember, the guides respond to you. They respond to your intention. So the more you invite them, the more you want to feel them, the stronger the experience gets. And so just feel your energy. For it is through your energy that you can feel the presence of the various guides who will be inviting. The angels are with you right now. Their presence is vibrating your energy field. And so now we are going to invite some of the ascended masters. They have been human as you are. They have walked the earth as you do. And so their presence is more easy for you to feel. And so we will start, as always, by inviting a very beautiful divine feminine energy.
And this is one of the ascended masters who is known almost universally on this, your earth. She's the one known as the Blessed Mother Mary or Maria, the mother of the one Jesus or Yeshua who walked your earth. And so we are going to just ask you to ask inside for her presence now.
We call for the presence of the Blessed Mother Mary or Maria. And again, just feel. Can you feel the energy changing? Again, she's responding to your asking. Invite Mary. Invite Maria to come to you and feel. She always comes gently, and then her presence gets stronger and stronger. You can ask for more. You can ask her to merge her energy with yours if you wish. Yes, very good. And one more ascended master who carries the divine male energy.
And this time it is the one known as Gautama the Buddha who is wishing to bring his presence to each one of you listening to this call. And so we are going to ask you to ask for the presence of the Buddha now.
We call for the presence of the Lord Buddha. And again, just feel as the Buddha brings his energy here into this space, into your etheric stargate, feeling his presence, divine male energy. As you can see, this is not a religious experience. This is simply being in the presence of ascended masters. And there are so many masters, but we wish to give you a taste of the star families, beings from around your universe who are available to assist you in your awakening process.
Mm-hmm. And these are beings who have passed through this awakening which is occurring on your earth now, some of them as far as a million of your earth years ago. They are enlightened as a whole society, and from there they have evolved into light bodies, and so they can be with you virtually instantaneously. And so first we like to invite ones who have a special connection with your humanity. They are the ones known as the Pleiadians. Many of you have heard of them, and so just asking inside now for the presence of the Pleiadians.
We call for the presence of representatives from the Pleiades, and just asking inside, and again, just feel, just feeling the energy changing around you as the Pleiadians gently bring their energy here into this space. The Pleiadians already joining the angels, the Blessed Mother, Lord Buddha, all of them now holding a presence, holding a vibration in your etheric stargate. Beloved ones, their energies are vibrating you. They are actually vibrating you on a cellular level, the level of your DNA. There is so much that we can share with you. But in these moments, we wish just to simply give you this small taste. We will be bringing this meditation to a close now, but we invite you to stay relaxed, feeling the energies, for these energies will continue to work with you. And so, beloved ones, we love thee and we bless thee. We honor thee. And we will talk to you again very soon. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a very small taste.
Just tune in and feel your own vibration, because very often you can already feel the shift, even just from that short meditation.
Yes, I did indeed. Just this sense of calm and peace came over me, and just this, feeling like everything is going to be okay and everything is going to work out.
Well, these star families are really quite amazing. They have incredible healers. The Pleiadians very often do what they call a balancing transmission to people, which we would call a healing energy, but for them they don't like the word healing because of the connotations we have around illness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about bringing everything back into balance, because when everything's in balance, your body's in perfect health.
Indeed. Hmm. Well, speaking of that, I would like to share the URL, the link for that people can go to for your special offer. It is www.experienceeffortlessabundance.com/PragitJulianne1. And that's spelled PragitJulianne1. Tell us more about your special offer.
Well, basically, it's the recording of a 4-day workshop. The reason that we offer these is because if people meditate along with them, it can create change in their lives. And we've had so many people who've done these workshops that have given us incredible feedback about changes on all levels, especially in their abundance, in their ability to start to create what they want to have in their lives.
Yeah, and so in this particular audio set, this recordings from this 4-day workshop, we have 16 Stargate energy meditations, and then they're much longer than what we just shared with you, and all kinds of in-depth energetic processes being shared from these higher dimensional beings. But there's also 22 sessions with Altazar essentially delivering profound wisdom and insight to the participants who are there present. And so, like we mentioned earlier, if you really have the intention of going through your own process, this will help you to access those things that may be kind of vague or hidden, because when they come to the clarity, it's very simple and easy for them to actually be released from your energy field. And so it's about freedom, really. The Stargate is all about freeing you to have a more uplifted, centered, and true experience to yourself.
Mm-hmm. So actually, half the battle is becoming aware of where your blocks are, where your barriers are, and once you get clarity about that, then that's when it can be released.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's not only about giving you information of where they are, it's actually helping you release them.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is that when people release them, sometimes their bodies change, like within moments. Physical healing doesn't have to take time. It can happen in moments. And there's people around the world demonstrating that all the time. We've had dozens, if not hundreds of people experience physical healing just by being in these energy fields, either with us physically or listening and meditating to these recordings. But physical change is just one small part. It's the freedom, the mental and emotional freedom and the joy of life that people get from these experiences that are really beautiful. Hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've said that 100 times already.
I couldn't do this. Anything else about the special offer you'd like to share?
There's the mental and emotional healing, the mental and emotional freedom, but there's also the deeper penetration into the intuition, into the inner self, into that quantum self, which has been a big focus of the Stargate work. And so what we find is that participants who really, really dedicate themselves to going through the meditations, to listening, start to have these shifts happen in their awareness, where even the Stargate energies start to feel totally different, like as if they're suddenly feeling them in like a technicolor, you know?
The thing is that this what we're calling the quantum self, another way of describing it is, which perhaps is more understandable, is it's your super consciousness. It's the amazing part of yourself. Most people have a feeling inside that they're not living their full potential. They don't necessarily know what's missing or how to access it, but it's this super consciousness part of self, and it communicates to you through your intuition. So a lot of the work that we do is helping people access this super consciousness and develop their intuition. And in fact, there's a special group of guides who call themselves the Masters of Zenon. And they came to the Earth in 2014, was it?
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, because there's enough of humanity ready to access their super consciousness now. And so they come to the workshops and they actually guide people and energetically support them in expanding their ability to connect to this super consciousness. And the Pleiadians and the Arcturans actually send energy transmissions, and there'll be some in this special offer. These energy transmissions actually support people beginning to feel their super consciousness.
Okay.
And we've got some amazing responses from people around the world who start to connect into this higher aspect of themselves and the delight that it brings to them.
Yeah, it's difficult to really pinpoint with words what that is, but it's a progression that happens as you continue to experience, you know, these higher dimensional energies. And it's really just like this beautiful expansion. There's really no way to put it into words, and it's unique for every single person. But some of the transformations that our participants have been sharing as they continue to go through the progressive openings and the progressive inner transformations, it's just really beautiful to hear about.
Mm.
So what I understand, you've got 16 Stargate energy meditations and
mm-hmm.
22 sessions with Alcazar, answering participants' questions and sharing insights into personal transformation. That just sounds awesome. Now, I feel so blessed here that you have even given us a significant discount on the package. The retail value is normally $197, and you have graciously discounted that to $147. So thank you so much for doing that.
Well, it's a pleasure. I mean, we want to connect with as many people and give people the opportunity for change. So we welcome them. Yes.
So
we really appreciate you for making this available to people in this way.
Oh, I love it. I love doing it. So are there any success stories that you haven't already shared with us that you'd like to tell the audience about?
Oh, there's so many. I don't know why, but I'm getting this impression to give you this story again. It's because it's about physical healing again, but this has to do with past lives and karma. And there was this American lady who actually lived in Switzerland, came to our workshop. And she'd had a pain in her wrist all her life, and she'd been to medical experts in Switzerland and in the States, and they all told her there was nothing wrong. And yet she was experiencing excruciating pain, and she'd had this for years in her life. And she asked Alcazar, what is it? And he told her it's a past life, and he told her about this lifetime when she was a young girl, maybe 12 or 13, living in a city several hundred years ago. I think it was London, but I'm not sure. And she was 12 or 13, and she had a little brother, 4 or 5 years old maybe, and they were living on the streets. And you can imagine what that was like hundreds of years ago. They had no parents. She was taking care of him, and they were street urchins. And one day she was caught stealing some bread, and they chopped her hand off. And the moment the woman heard that, she burst into tears and the pain went away. Because most of our unresolved emotional issues create problems for us. And what was happening there was that unresolved emotional issues from that lifetime, the hatred, the feeling of a victim, the pain, it's not fair, all those emotional feelings, she died with those. And so her soul, her higher aspects wanted to resolve those, wanted to let them go. So the pain in her wrist was just a reminder saying it's time to let it go.
Wow.
And it's gone permanently. And so there's a lot of so-called karmic influences on people like that that affect them. One of them, as this is about abundance, one of them is that many people have lived past lives as monks or nuns where our belief system has been you have to live in poverty in order to go to heaven. And so for some people, they've repeated that vow day after day for years and years in past lives. And some of that belief system has trickled forward into this life. And so they simply won't allow themselves to be abundant because on a very deep, old, ancient level, they think they have to live in poverty. So anytime money comes into their life, something happens and it's gone again. And so this is one of the major influences from the past that the Stargate can help just simply dissolve. Yay.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I've heard of that where if we've got some type of ailment, physical ailment that won't go away, a lot of times it is some type of trauma that has been that carries forth from a previous lifetime. So
exactly, yeah.
This is wonderful that the Stargate can help with that. So before
well, it's fascinating because Gazal will pinpoint those the causes, and simply because people realize what they are, then they simply disappear.
That's amazing.
Mm.
So before we wrap up our call today, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, if you want to experience more of our energy meditations, we have a whole lot of free meditations on our website, thestargateexperience.com. They're a collection of various ones, so it's not going to take you in the same progressive depth as this four-day intensive, but you can kind of get more of that little taste that we gave you.
Mm. And also, just listening to these recordings again and again, it's not something just listen to once. Each time you do these meditations, it takes you deeper. It brings in another aspect, another element. Because as we said before, the energy is quantum. The guides respond to you in the moment. So even if you're listening to a recording, the guides are there with you as you meditate. So there's 16 whole meditations on this special offer. And you can listen to them again and again and again. And each time, the energy will be different because you're in a different space and the guides respond to you in the moment. So the music is recorded, the voice is recorded, but the energy is spontaneous from your guides to you in the moment.
That's terrific. That is just awesome. Thank you so much, Prajit and Julianne, for taking the time to share with us Alcazar and Stargate, and I'm sure that our listeners will get a great benefit from your special offer. So on that note, this is Tracy Hamelman, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Yeah, thank you.